I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. As Massachusetts prepares later this month to start allowing court-ordered gay marriages, lawmakers in Virginia are moving in the opposite direction. That state recently passed what's called the Affirmation of Marriage Act. It not only bars gay marriage and civil unions in the state, but also outlaws any marriage-like arrangement or contract between gay partners. To help us understand what this all means, we're calling on Slate and Day to Day legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick. Hi, Dahlia.
Hi, Madeline.
Now, what does this mean that it's going to outlaw any marriage-like arrangement?
Well, the Virginia legislature sort of thought that there's no point just getting rid of gay marriage because you can get much of the benefit of that from civil unions, already illegal in Virginia, but no point just getting rid of civil unions because you can get much of the benefit of civil unions through private contract. So what they decided to do was essentially strip gay couples of the right to form, quote, any partnership contract or other arrangement purporting to provide the benefits of marriage. So any private contract between a gay couple in Virginia that looks like it's providing marriage-like privileges and benefits would now be illegal.
So practically, what could that entail?
Well, it sweeps very broadly if you look at the plain language of the legislation. It means that gay couples can't use private contracts to execute wills as though they were married. They can't create medical directives about hospital visitation, which is a huge issue for gay couples. They cannot use a private contract to create joint custody arrangements. It may sweep as broadly as at least some people say, it may sweep as broadly as doing away with some non-gay marriage related contractual business arrangement between people of the same gender. There has been an argument put forward that even members of the military who go off to service and provide for private arrangements for the care of their children who have nothing to do with gay marriage whatsoever may be imperiled by the plain language of this statute.
Now, Virginia has a Democratic governor, Mark Warner. Why didn't he veto it?
With this passed with an overwhelming two-thirds majority in both the House and the Senate, which means it's immune to veto by the governor.
Constitutionally, are there issues? I'm assuming that this will be challenged in the courts.
The two big federal constitution complaints are as follows. One, the federal constitution prohibits the impairing of existing contracts, and this would obviously invalidate many, 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 many already existing contracts, and the constitution obviously frowns on that. Also, the Constitution provides for equal protection of the law. That means that laws that make it illegal for some people to do what is perfectly legal for other people to do are very constitutionally suspect. So those will be the big challenges, the contracts impairment and the equal protection violation.
Now, quickly, if you could update us on the other gay marriage developments in other states.
Well, on the one hand, 35 different states have introduced legislation that's aimed at trying to keep marriage between a man and a woman. Some have done that by legislation. Some have tried to amend their constitutions. Five states have gay marriage amendments on their November ballot. Meanwhile, in Oregon, as you know, a state court judge has blocked same-sex marriages while saying that 3,000 existing gay marriages are legal. And so Oregon, in fact, is ahead of Massachusetts. And indeed, next week in Massachusetts, on May 17th, the state will start issuing marriage licenses. So we're going in two very different directions at the exact same moment.
Opinion and analysis from Dahlia Lithwick, who writes the jurisprudence column for Slate. Thanks a lot, Dahlia.
My pleasure.